The topic is about feedback, about how to give it, but also some about how to share it. The fundamental framework for me is this, that everybody loves feedback because we all want to learn and grow and perform better and meet needs. And I'm still looking for a person who enjoys criticism. The task we're going to be sharing feedback with each other is to find a way to do it such that it's not criticism. So is there anyone who is willing to step forward so that we can use your experience?
The person that I would like to give feedback to is my boss, but I have been too nervous because of power dynamics to ever attempt to do that. But the longer I procrastinate it, the more resentful I get.
How long have you been waiting?
A year.
I'm really concerned about waiting when we have feedback to give someone, that each moment that we wait, the chances of that feedback turning into criticism increase. We want to make a distinction between giving feedback and wanting to be heard about something, expressing disappointment or any way implying wrongness about what the other person is doing. There's a huge difference between the two. The only time that I can fully offer feedback, that is feedback rather than essentially asking the other person to hear me regardless of how I express myself or even just asking them to pay attention to me, is if I have done the work internally. That could be with myself, or it could be through receiving empathy from another person or doing role plays or whatever it is that will help me shift to a place where I can offer the feedback as a gift of contribution to our capacity to work together rather than as some complaint about his behavior.
So could I get a little more elaboration on what is the difference between asking to be heard and giving feedback?
Giving feedback is designed to support the other person, the other person's learning, growth, and or to support our connection. Wanting to be heard is about, I am in pain and I want you to take care of my needs.
Is that also a valid thing to attempt?
Totally. We do it all the time. We do it most of the time. However, I want to be clear if I go to my boss and offer feedback or I go to my boss and ask to be heard, so that if I want to be heard, that's what I say to my boss. And then that's not about offering feedback. Assuming that you did the work and you have the capacity to come from that place, I would then say that you can present it to him in that way, and then there is much less likelihood that he will get upset with you for requesting it, and then you can do it any time. For example, you could approach your boss and say, you know, I've been working here for however long, and I really am eager to have a working relationship between us that supports both of us, and I have some feedback about things that I think would make that work better. Are you open to hearing them? Then the intentionality is very clear that it's about supporting both of you. How do you think he would react to that?
I'm not sure, and that's a great opener. And then from there, I would have to go to how do I
support
constructive feedback as opposed to all the criticism that is what automatically bubbles up in me.
Mm-hmm. So let's hear the criticism and transform it. Let's take one piece. Let's work with one piece and then see what learning we can get from that. Pick the one that is most important for you to convey.
I feel like he asks me to do things that are his prerogative and doesn't take into account whether it's in my prerogative.
Meaning you wish that he did those things instead of asking you to do them?
That's one example. Probably that applies to just about all of them, asking me to do things that I don't want to do, and if he wanted to do them, I wouldn't object, but I don't see them as important, or if they are important, in some cases I do see them as important, but I see them as part of his role as opposed to my role.
Mm-hmm. So then you do it, you do them and feel resentful.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see if you can think, what is the gift for him? How could it be a contribution to him to hear any of this? That's the mantra that leads me when I do feedback, is how can this contribute to the person hearing it? How can this contribute to the whole?
If I were able to persuade him, step back and think about how his requests affect other people, then that would, in the long run, improve his relationship with me and other people he works with. But as far as something that he wants to hear,
it's not so much whether he wants to hear it or not. It's whether you can genuinely see that this would support him.
It might make me less likely to procrastinate future requests, and therefore we would accomplish more because I wouldn't procrastinate things that I resented. So it would help the organization, but as far as directly helping him, I'm not sure.
So I invite you and everybody else who wants to give feedback to really, really, really take this question into deep consideration. Because of the fact that wherever someone is in the hierarchy, whether they have power or not, whether they have interest or not, hearing something that somebody else doesn't like that you do is a challenge for every one of us. So if I'm going to invite somebody into that challenge, I want to be really clear that this can be a benefit to them, that this can be a gift to them, and that I'm holding it from that intentionality. I want to keep pulling myself towards that place to articulate it to myself and to the other person in that way. Then I would say that the framing that I'm hearing from you that might work is to say that is something that you want to share this with him because you imagine it might support his relationship with you and possibly with other people. And you imagine that it might make you more easily and joyfully committed to doing your job. Does that resonate as a possibility for you?
Yes, I think that's a good way of putting it, that I could say if I felt like I had more of a voice, I would have more personal buy-in towards the organization, and therefore I would work harder because I would feel like I was more valued, more heard, and have a personal stake in the success of our organization, possibly.
There you go. There you go. If I'm your boss, how could this not be a gift to me?
Because it implies criticism of how our relationship has been up to this point. Or dissatisfaction, let's say.
Yeah, so there is care in how to put this forth, but if you are looking forward towards what you want, rather than what hasn't happened. The essential transformation with NBC feedback is instead of focusing your attention on what's wrong, what hasn't happened, you focus your attention on what matters and how you want to go there.
Thank you.